18-month-old Dylan looks so peaceful while he sleeps, but sometimes he tests the patience of his mother, Sarah Lopez.
Some kids knock off on their own and will lay down and take a nap. Ours just isn't one of those.
Dylan's difficulty in settling down is not uncommon, but a number of studies now show that patterns of how we sleep and how long we sleep are formed early in life. It turns out that trying to lull a baby into sleep by holding or rocking it may not be such a good idea after all, says Dr. Judith Owens of Brown University Medical School in Rhode Island.
The more parents interfere with the process of falling asleep at bedtime, the more likely that child is going to be dependent on the parent in order to fall asleep.
Researchers at the University of Montreal, Canada, interviewed more than 900 parents about the sleep patterns of their 5-month-old babies and what they did to get them to sleep. The parents were surveyed again when the children were 6 years old. Future sleep problems were often traced to parents giving the child food or drink when they woke up, or putting the child to bed with them. Often these children reported having bad dreams or slept less often. Dr. Blanche Benison is with the Montefiore Medical Center in New York.
When parents repeatedly respond to children who are infants who are waking and crying, that is what the child learns to expect.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins School of Public Health in Baltimore, Maryland, also found that the number of hours a child sleeps is a predictor of whether the child will be overweight later in life. Their study suggests that children under 5 should get at least 11 hours of sleep every night, children 5 to 10 at least 10 hours of sleep, and those older than 10 should sleep at least 9 hours every night. Those who slept the least had a 90% risk of being overweight or obese compared to those who slept the most. Many pediatricians say these conclusions may not apply to all babies, but they do recommend that parents try to be patient, that children will eventually go to sleep by themselves. Meanwhile, Sarah Lopez is just a little skeptical about that advice.
I would say that those recommendations are a lot easier said than done.
Melinda Smith, VOA News.